Da-da-da-da-da-dum-dum. Hello and welcome to this little edition of demonstrating the chain browser in Hotspot Clicker. And this is just a little utility to help figure out how the spots are connected together. As you connect them from one to the next and chain and pre-chain and what have you, life can get complicated and you can lose your way. So this little guy helps you kind of gather it all together in one place. First thing you want to do is make sure that the set that you want to analyze is active, because it works on the currently active set. And I don't know if I've done that or not. Here, let's make sure. Yep, I have, so that's good. I'm in Notepad, and I've got some phony text and some phony spots and chains set up here. Across the top line of the document,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just those numbers are typed out in words. And I've got spots attached to those with Control-Shift-1 through 5, so we can make them say stuff. So let's see here. Press Control-Shift-5.
5.
And it just says that number. And 4 chains to 5, as I recall. So let's run that spot.
4, 5.
Yep, it does. Said 4 and then went on to do 5. And probably 3 chains to 4 chains to 5. Let's try that.
3, 4, 5.
Yep, that was obvious. I knew he would do that. And how about 2? I don't know about that.
3, 4, 5, 2. Why is this spot 1, 3, chain 1?
Now, there's a bunch of stuff on 2. We'll have to puzzle that out when we get into this. 1, I think, just does 1 by itself.
This is spot 1, 3, chain 1.
Oh, no. It's got a pre-chain on it. So yeah, we got some stuff to look at. And let's go into the HSC Actions menu with HSC Mods F10.
Hotspot Clicker Actions menu.
And see.
Chaining browser.
To get the chaining browser. Those that are used to getting the check for updates will probably be unhappy, but I'm happy at the moment because I got the chaining browser, and that's what we want. So
HSC chaining browser edit.
We are in there. This is one of those non-visual audio and braille-only interfaces, discriminatory. Well, they could use it. You know they could if they wanted to. Okay, so what is in here? Well, we're isolated. We got a lot of keys chopped off. A lot of standard JAWS keys don't work in here. A few do. But it's sort of like the ring editor and some of the other dialogues, that state designer, that are sort of isolated. And you really have 3 vertical lists. And we're in the middle one. Think of them left to right and middle. And we're in the middle one, and that's where all the spots are listed that are in this set, including the hidden spots. So over to the left, we've got the inbound chains. Those are, that's the list of spots that use this spot. And to the right are the outbound chains. Those are ones that we use. Spots that we pass control to either before we run or after we run. Doesn't matter. It could be a pre-chain, could be a post, could be a color chain, could be a recovery spot. All of those are outbound chains. So inbounds and outbounds. I'm in the spot list in the middle, and insert tab should confirm that.
Spot list.
And you heard the click in the middle. That's because if you use the left and right arrow keys, you get stereo effect here.
Control shift.
Yeah. So you can tell which of these 3 lists you're in as you do that. So what we do here is let's pick a spot. I'm in the
spot list.
Main spot list at the moment, and I want to find a particular spot. I think I can just push its hotkey.
That's 0, 5 equals Control-Shift-5.
I did that, and it did find that, so that's good. Does hotkey search? It's not an alphabetized list. I apologize to those who like them, and wish I could provide that, but we don't have a good sorting utility that'll get done in a reasonable amount of time, especially for large spots. Anyway, so we don't have that. But you can type in text here and go search for that text in this list. What this list is comprised of, each line in the list,
S05 equals Control-Shift-5.
Like that, is comprised of the label followed by the hotkey. And if there is no hotkey, then it's just the spot key, you know, the thing between brackets, whatever you call that. So that's what you're going to search. And if you type this text, as long as you press a key at least once in a second, it'll continue to collect characters. And when it finally times out on you because you stopped typing or forgot what you were doing, it will then take those characters and go do a search from the current position down to the bottom. And then if it doesn't find it, it'll go to the top and search on down to the current position. So you can control your starting point by up and down arrowing. And if you can, you know, you can search for multiple occurrences that way. And if you want to have it search such that the a match is found when one of these items just contains your text, it doesn't have to start with this text, then you precede your search text with a period. And I didn't do the caret because even though that would be consistent with the way the, you know, the rest of the definitions are laid out, I don't get caret here. I get shift plus 6 at this level. And shift plus dash for underscore and stuff like that. So you can't search for underscore either. So there are some limitations about the search, but it sort of generally works. So precede with a period if you want to do a string contains, and don't do that if you want to type text that the entry should start with. All right, I found Control-Shift-5, and I think I can push Enter and run it.
Five.
And we did that, and now I want to know where... Apparently, it doesn't chain anywhere, but if I right arrow into the outbound list, we can confirm that.
No outbound chains.
Indeed. So come on back to the left.
That's 0-5 equals Control-Shift-5.
We're now in the middle list again. Let's go left arrow into the inbound list.
Control-Shift-4.
Anybody else?
Control-Shift-4.
Nope. Just one guy there. So 4 runs 5, and I'd like to follow that link on back. And so got a hotkey for that. Alt left arrow will follow the link.
S04 equals Control-Shift-4.
Backwards. And you heard the click in the middle, and that means we just moved back to the
spot list.
How about this time we're on Control-Shift-4? And he should have an outbound chain, so let's right arrow into the outbound list.
Control-Shift-5 equals next chain.
Yep. Is that the only one?
Control-Shift-5 equals next chain.
Indeed it is. So that's good.
S04 equals Control-Shift-4.
Left arrowed back in there. And let's see who starts him.
Control-Shift-3.
That was a left arrow into the inbound list. And let's go follow that link with alt-left arrow.
S03 equals Control-Shift-3.
And these alt-left and alt-right arrows are always moving us back into the spot list. So we're okay. Well, so 3 then should be linking to 4 on his outbound list, huh? Let's go over to the right.
Control-Shift-4 equals next chain.
Yep.
Control-Shift-4 equals next.
And that's the only one there, so...
S03 equals Control-Shift-3.
I just came back to the spot list. Let's see who calls on 3.
Control-Shift-2.
Okay. Follow that with alt-left arrow.
S02 equals Control-Shift-2.
It all starts here, huh? Who calls him?
No bound chains.
Okay.
S02 equals Control-Shift-2.
So I'm back now into the spot list. And Control-Shift-2 is the beginning of this whole chain.
S03 equals Control-Shift-3.
I just pushed a backspace because I wanted to reverse my direction. I wanted to go sort of undo one of my moves there. And it's got a history stashed up there, essentially unlimited history anyway, that is updated each time you make a move, one way or the other, regardless of whether you go forward or backward. It's just writing down where you were. And backspace will go back to the previous item. And I think the only time it throws the history away is if you up and down arrow in the spot list, and it figures, okay, you've left the chain, you're playing games, and it just uses that as an excuse to throw the history away because it can't think of any others, and it could get to be a big history. So anyway, that's what that does. And so I'm on 3, and if I push 3, I should run 3, 4, and 5, which is the chain we've discovered.
3, 4, 5.
And that's nice. But let's say I don't really want to run all that stuff. I just want to run 3 by itself. I can add the control key. So I just pushed Enter to run it. But I can add the control key to prevent the chaining.
3.
So that chopped off the forward chain. So it chopped off chain to spot, color chaining, recovery spot, and stuff like that. But it didn't chop off pre-chains. The Shift-Enter chops off those. Shift-Plus-Enter chops all things off and would just run the spot by itself. Sometimes that's handy because, you know, one chain does this and another one does that. And after three or four spots have run, you're not really quite sure who did what or why or how. So you can run these in isolation by adding Shift and Control. And so you run a spot and you want to see what the heck that did. You can just activate the JAWS cursor here.
JAWS cursor, JAWS.
And now, see, I'm just looking at the notepad window with the JAWS cursor, where I can go get invisible. I can run hotspots with their hotkeys here if I want. I'm just basically out in regular JAWS mode, but without the PC cursor. I've just got the JAWS and invisible cursors. And if I put the PC cursor back on, we're back into that. And just everything is left there in the browser just like we left it. So that's a way you can run a spot and then bounce off and see what actually took place or change something. All right, so where we are.
Test 0-3 equals control shift 3.
Okay, I wanted to go back on you. Who's your pre-chain?
Control shift 2.
Right?
Test 0-2 equals control shift 2.
Okay, I went there. And this is the guy that has all the outbound chaining. Let's see what sort of outbound chaining he has. To right arrow into his outbound list.
Control shift 3 equals pre-chain.
Now, I suspected that. So that's how we got into those guys, through a pre-chain that went off to control 3. And I can take that by alt right arrow. But it seems boring because we've been there. So let's down arrow through this list and see what else is on here.
Control shift 1 equals next chain.
Okay.
Control shift 1 equals if color 0000000000.
Now that's a little retarded, of course. We got two links to control 1, but that's because this is a phony test environment and the test setter upper didn't actually sterilize it of that sort of thing. These things can happen, obviously, because they just did. And what else?
Say white equals if color is 255,255,255.
Okay, so we know what colors are involved. Anything else?
Say white equals if
nope,
color is 200.
That's it.
Control.
So that's the extent of that list over there. And well, I'll tell you what, let's do.
Control shift 1 equals if color is 0000000000.
Let me take that link. I'll alt right arrow to follow it.
S equals control shift 1.
And let's now we're back in the middle list.
Spot list.
And let's run that.
This is spot 1 pre-chain 1.
He's got a pre-chain. Let's go to the right arrow.
Pre-chain for 1 equals pre-chain.
Yeah, that's it.
Pre-chain for 1.
Now we're in a spot called pre-chain to 1, or 4-1, I guess it is.
This is spot 1's pre-chain. This is spot 1's pre-chain.
And that's all that guy does. So, that's sort of how it works, and I think I've shown you the essence of it there. Let's go off for a second. Abandon this. There is hotkey help with what is it? HSC mods H, Control Alt Shift H. But let's escape out of here.
Closing the chain in browser.
And now we're back in standard JAWS, and life is good. Everything is normal. And I want to switch to a large set.
Notepad, iZotope Stutter Edit Expansion.
This is a biggie, and its author knows how big it is.
iZotope Stutter Edit Expansion Edit.
That's active now. There are like 1,000 spots in here. It's just. It's a big set, and it takes a while for this little 1.2 gigahertz machine to chew on that.
Hotspot clicker actions menu.
Let's go find out how long it takes.
Chain in browser.
Ready? Get set.
HSC chain in browser edit.
All right, about 3 seconds, and it did it, and your results will vary. My i7 does much, much, much better than that. But I'm in here, and I can.
Spot rate glitch. Spot rate instruments.
Down arrow through the list of spots in this guy and right arrow to his outbound list.
No outbound chain.
And a lot of them don't go anywhere, but some do.
Spot rate.
I can, how about if I left arrow? And this is where it gets interesting. When I left arrow to look at from the
spot list
and go over to look at the inbound chains, I'm going to cause a lot of processing to take place. Every other spot has to be looked at with regard to several different attributes. So let's gonna take some time. Ready? Get set.
Alt 8.
And the cool thing is, that took almost 5 seconds, but you thought it was only three. Your machine will do a lot better than that. And let me just tell you that if you think that's slow, you weren't here when it took twice as long. It seems like a breeze now. But there's a lot of stuff that has to be done there. Now, mercifully, in the course of that 5 seconds, which sounded like three, and if you forgot what spot it was that you were analyzing, you can right arrow again back to the center panel.
Spot range instruments.
And see what it was. And if you just dial left arrow back, it remembers you've already got that one analyzed.
Hold eight.
And it doesn't make you do it again. So that's nice. If you had down arrowed over here in the spots list.
Spot range, chips and modems.
And now if I left arrow, it would analyze all over again and start over for that chips and modems guy. But it knows that it's got
spot range instruments.
That instruments item analyzed, and I could right arrow or left arrow into that.
Hold eight.
And it's still sitting there.
Hold eight. Hold eight.
Looks like there's only one guy who chains to
spot range instruments.
So let's go follow the link and see who he is.
Hold eight. Instruments bank equals hold eight.
So that's instruments bank that does that, and oh, I'm going to analyze that, aren't I? Mm-hmm.
No down chains.
Okay, nobody's talking to him.
Instruments bank equals hold eight.
So alt eight, of course not. That's a hotkey, and so let's see who he chains to.
Validate banks and preset page equals pre-chain.
Mm-hmm.
Spot range instruments equals next chain. Open for preset.
Okay, that was the one I came in on right there. That
spot range instruments equals next chain.
Yep.
Open for presets. Press Control Alt Tab to move from the spot range equals if color 0910910091. Close. Press Alt Again to open equals if color 213,213,213.
So these are the names of spots and the colors that will lead to them being called. So anyway, that's kind of how it works, and I hope my
shaded browser.
I hope okay, I've closed it. And by the way, if you don't close it, it will eventually time that on you and close anyway. That's because the keyboard is locked up, and if I did anything wrong, you wouldn't be able to control your computer, so there's always a back door to get out. It doesn't throw any work away, just, well, you lose your place, but that's okay. You can find your place again, can't you? Hey, that's it. That's all there is to it. And hopefully it'll make life a little easier for you.